Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, this is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Sister Leola is the host for this evening. So, brothers and sisters, let us go into a word of prayer. O most righteous and holy Father, we come before thee. Lord, just to thank you, Father, for this blessed day that we are able to see today, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this prayer line. We thank you, Father, for brothers and sisters that able to come on and share and give their testimonies and what you have done. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your continuing, Lord, to seek and help us in our wicked ways. So forgive us for our sins. And Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the love that you had laid down for us, giving your only begotten Son, for whosoever believe in him will be saved. So thank you, Father, for all these blessings that you've granted to us. And now, Lord, as we come to the prayer line, Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit. We need thine Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and teach us all things. Forgive us, Lord. Look in our heart, Lord. If there be anything that not of you, Father, have mercy upon us and forgive us for our wicked ways. Thank you, Father, for all these blessings as we come on this prayer line. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us on the prayer line. And I would like for my brothers and sisters to, I was thinking of many scriptures, but you know what I really want to go to? I want to go to Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5. Let us look at what Proverbs, amen, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. All right. But we're going to read from verse 1 through verse We're going to read through verse 9. And he says, my son, now David is talking to his son Solomon. He said, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of the Lord. and the sight of God, I'm sorry, and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let me make sure that, okay, amen. I just want to make sure I'm not too loud, because I may have my Bluetooth, I have my Bluetooth too high. Amen, brothers and sisters, kind of tone it down some, because I don't want to be loud. Okay, and it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be healthy to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. And I'm going to stop there. And I just want to thank God for his word, because, brothers and sisters, if we don't trust the Lord for his doing, But I'm trusting him because he loves us. You know, he loves us with an everlasting love. And so we ought to trust God because he gave us life and more abundantly through his son. So we thank God for that. So also, I want to ask that my sisters and brothers press one, and you can begin to share and give your testimonies. And I want to let my brothers and sisters press one and read their scripture, because each and every one of us have something. Okay, well, I'm going to open the line. I'm going to stop talking. 518-744. I'm going to open your line, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen, Sister Leola. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and thank you for opening my line. And wow, what a day it has been, Sister. God is good. He is faithful, merciful. He is our faithful and merciful High Priest, standing for us in the heavenly sanctuary. And oh, what a time! If there ever was a time that we need him, it is now, Sister. As you know, today has been a very hard day for me and a few other of us. We heard some things that we didn't want to hear about another brother. And, you know, we're just thinking, Sister, as you were talking, we have to put our trust in God. We have to take our trust off of all men, because there is no one good. There's no one righteous except for God. And if we put our trust and our faith in men, they will let us down, and they could lead us astray. And, you know, I thought I knew this person, and I trusted them with many things that I had never told anyone else, and they did with me as well. And I'm just learning that God is our only guide, our only hope, our only trust, and we need to seek him. But Sister, I just wanted to say, you know, how good it is to commune with brothers and sisters of the faith,
yes,
who are seeking the Lord and raising me up. I mean, I know you and Sister Powell and some of the others have been praying for me, and I just so appreciate that. I need that desperately, Sister. Each one of us needs that. But in this day, in this time, we need to be lifting each other up. The enemy is very angry. He is wroth.
Yes,
seeking to whom he may devour, and he will devour us if we take our eyes off of Jesus. And so when we lift our brothers and sisters up, it is giving Christ, giving the Holy Spirit permission to work in their lives, and maybe they're asking for that. And so we need to do that for each other even more than we have been. And my desire is to lift each one of them, my brothers and sisters, up on the prayer line even more than I have been, because we're going to need it in these coming days. So let us covenant to do that. And I just wanted to read a few verses from John 17. Let me get to that very quickly here. You called me a little quicker than I had wanted to get on, sister, but that's okay. It is good to be on the line, and I am anxious to hear from my brothers and sisters, you know. So, and I just wanted to say I spoke to Brother Bernard today, and Brother Bernard sends his best wishes to all the brothers and sisters. We need to pray for Brother Bernard. He is a fine Christian man, and he needs our prayers. He is in a little bit of a hard place right now, and we need to lift him up. So let us remember him. Okay, so John 17. I'm getting to it. I'm sorry, sister. Okay, John 17. I start for verse 8. For I have given unto them, this is Jesus praying to his Father, the words which thou gavest to me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out from you, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Pray that we be one, brothers and sisters. And you know what? Only through the power of his Spirit can we be one. We are selfish, sinful humans, and we're always looking out for our best interest. And if we don't let the power of the Holy Spirit sink down into our hearts, change us into Christ's image, we will stay selfish, we will stay self-centered, and Christ will not be able to use us. So brothers and sisters, we need to keep praying that God sends his Holy Spirit to make us one, each one of us here on the prayer line. I consider this prayer line closer than my family, brothers and sisters. Very few people, if any, that I can talk to into my family, the things that I talk to my brothers and sisters about on this prayer line. And I'm sure some of you have the same experience. So we need to keep that in remembrance, keep lifting each other up, brothers and sisters, because time is short. Jesus is coming, but he has a work for us to do. And if we are not about his work, we will fail. We will fall to the devices of the enemy. The enemy will overcome us, and we will be lost in the end. And you know what? My greatest desire is to see my family and my prayer line family on that sea of glass when Christ takes us to heaven. After that 7-day journey through space and reaching the holy city and praising Jesus, throwing our crowns down at his feet, and then we can look and say, hey, there's Sister Leola. There's Brother O'Neill.
Praise the Lord.
There's Sister Carla. There's Sister Brenda and Brother John. Oh, I've never met them, but now I get to meet them, you know?
Yes.
To say, what a beautiful time that will be. So let us not forget each other. Let us covenant to each other that we will keep each other in prayer even more, because times are not getting easier. They're getting harder. And
yes.
As my brothers and sisters know, things are closing down, and I don't know how much longer we'll have this prayer line, sister. You know, there will come a day when that will be shut down. I hope it's not right away. But you know what? We have to keep each other lifted up in prayer and continue to study, continue to seek the Lord. And I'm asking him this morning, Lord, if there be any wicked way in me, please point it out to me, because I am blind to my own faults. And you know what? I need him to point that out to me. So let us remember that. Let us remember each other. Let us seek the Lord daily. Lift up all the brothers and sisters. And, you know, God is working. He is so good. He doesn't forget us like we forget each other. He doesn't forget ever. And he is so good. So thank you, Sister Hope, in my line. I just thankful that we have the prayer line and the brothers and sisters to lift each other up. So I thank you for opening my line. I will be here listening in and anxious to hear what is going on. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick, for coming on and sharing all that with us, because we know that the love for the brethren, it got to be like Christ. His love for his Father, he and his Father was one, and that's what he said. He said, if we stand together one, we are united. He said, united we stand, but divided we fall. So, Brother Rick, I am so happy to have you as my brother. I'm telling you, I'm so happy to have my sisters and brothers. You see, the same people join this prayer line every week. It is Brother and Sister John and Brenda, Sister Tamika, Sister Power, Brother Rick, Sister Carla, Brother O'Neill. The same people normally join the prayer line almost all the time. But you know what? We are family. And I'm so grateful. Exactly what Brother Rick just said. We all got to love one another and treat one another with and pray for one another and our children. So, Brother Rick, when I say my heart goes out to you, because I knew how you felt for this today. And I just prayed. I prayed for you before we got on the prayer line, because I know this was going to be a devastating blow. So I praise God for everything. It went well. So thank you so much for listening to the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on and supporting. And you a big support to the prayer line in every way. So thank you so much. Amen. So we will be lifting
up.
I just want to lift up your family.
Yes, I want to lift up Ashley in prayer. I have not talked to her, and I just want to lift her up, please. Thank you.
What scripture you read, John? What, 16?
John 17. I started with verse 8. That is such a beautiful chapter, Sister. It would do us all well to read that quite often. It is just a beautiful, beautiful prayer of Jesus to his Father, and in our behalf, and also in his own behalf. So,
amen, amen. And your prayer request, Ashley, and who else? Your wife or your grandchildren?
Ashley, my family, my grandchildren, and all the brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I just so look forward to hearing from each one of them. Brother Eli, Sister Tamiko, Brother John, Sister Brenda. We have Brother O'Neill, Brother Akeem, all those that join. And, I just smile when I hear their voices, and I wish I could meet all of them.
Amen. Amen. All right, then. Well, thank you so much, Brother Rick, for all the requests and even reading the scripture. So may God be with us while we continue on the prayer line. Amen. So we're going to open the next line, brothers and sisters. For Sister Tamika, she's been waiting. I will open your line. Amen. You press 1 and I get to the next one. Amen.
Amen.
Your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. I am so happy and so blessed to be on this prayer line with all my precious brothers and sisters. And I thank Brother Rick for the beautiful scripture he gave, John 17:8-11. It is a very powerful scripture. And I'm definitely going to read it again when I'm able to, when I get off the line. But thank you so much, Brother Rick, for your prayers, and we will be keeping your family and your daughter Ashley in prayer. Amen. So I would like to give praise and thanks and honor to the Lord for another precious day of life. I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm so grateful that the Lord takes good care of me. And I'm so grateful that the Lord provides my every need. So I just want to give him all praise and honor and glory. He takes such good care of us. He says in Philippians 4:19 that he will supply your every need according to his riches and glory. And I just thank him so much for providing everything for myself and my family. Amen. And I would like to sing a song, my precious brothers and sisters. He lives in your hymnal. If you have, if you turn to song, page 251. Amen. Amen. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him. The help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. Within my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank and praise the Lord for all that he has done for me, and I'm so grateful to have him in my life. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and that he loves us all with an everlasting love. So I just wanted to read a small verse in the book of Psalms, Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, my precious sister, Leola. And I thank you so much for opening my line. I just would like to lift up all my precious, beloved brothers and sisters on the prayer line this evening. And I'm asking for prayer for my children as well and my grandchildren. I thank you so much. God bless you all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for the song, the prayers, your even your testimony. God is so good that we hear, yes, he lives. And thank you, to know he lives in our heart. Because how do we know? Every day he walked with us and he talked with us. Because you know what? As the Holy Spirit is being withdrawn, people is not having the love of God. But brothers and sisters, the love of God should be in our heart, because the Bible says he's going to bring all these works and the time. All this going to be come to judgment. And we don't want to be found with all this evil in our heart. And so we can sing this song. We can don't have to sing it. We can read it and say he living in our heart. So let Christ reign in our heart, and that he can talk with us and lead us and guide us and teach us. Amen. So thank you, Sister Tamika, for giving us and even reading the scripture. So we just want to thank God for his word. Amen. So we're going to go to the next caller. And by God's grace, we want to give everybody time to share. Amen. 985-232, your line is open, and you may go ahead. Amen. 985-232, your line is open. You can give us your name and where you're calling from. Uh-oh. Sorry. 985, I am sorry. I'm looking at the line. It didn't open it. 985-232, your line is now open. You can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. Thank him for a blessed day. I just want to read a devotion, prayer. Heavenly Father, please give me the grace to accept corrections when others exhort me. Help me to be grateful for it and to listen to their exhortations. Give me courage and grace to exalt others well. Let me only ever do it in love and not for selfish again. You soften heart and reveal the evil in us. Give us eyes to see our skin and hearts, to turn from our wicked ways. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank God for his words of encouragement, because I need this, because it helps me to iron out. Think of things that I need to get right, because I was at the store last night, before night, and I was waiting in a self-checkout line. And I mean, I'm waiting to self-checkout, and all the people of color just took off and went around me. And the ladies were saying, well, you must be a statue, can't move. They just took off and we tell you to go, and they took off and left you. I said, thank God I'm almost safe, because otherwise I would have went pulling from the register. They said, oh, thank God you saved. I said, yes, blessed right now, because I don't even feel a thing. I'm just waiting patiently. Why the two just they did what they did. And I just tried to praise the Lord, because I just feel myself to see if it was me. I said, Lord, you're doing a wonderful job. You're doing a wonderful job with your daughter. And I just smiled, and I mean, I was happy, because God is really working. So I thank God for these prayers and the listening and the teaching. It did some good correction. So I felt good. And I mean, I just waited patiently, and I told him, I said, well, it's okay. I'm here. So the girl said, okay. I said, it's all right. And I just thank God for what he's done in my life. So I just want to ask a prayer for my in-life prayer war that we continue to fight on to get to our goal. And I want to pray for all the sick, the grief, the ones in the nursing home, outside, wherever they may be. Pray the Lord strengthen them. And he's going to take care of them. They're going to be all right. In due time, they all going to surrender and get stronger and come in. So I just ask God to continue to strengthen and build up this prayer line so that we can continue praying for one another, loving one another, and getting his word done so that we can be strong enough for when God comes through and we'll be able to go too. Amen.
Yes. Hello, this is Brother John from home, Louisiana. I'll be kind of shocked. My wife was have some things she had to speak her mind about. Just a little while speaking her mind, so I'll make it short. I just want to say hope everyone's having a blessed day. And a lot of, I've noticed we still mentioning about moving forward, and I'll do too. Always mentioning moving forward and just, I guess I'll put it like climbing a ladder in the word of God, just climbing steps higher and higher and leaving behind the past negative things. And I may have walked it slow a few times in my life, but I've never walked backwards in my life. So I won't start now. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother John. Amen. But so let me fill in for Sister Brenda. Sister Brenda had never really was that humble. And like she say, she would have cut up. She would have spoke some words to those people that did that. And but she praising God that the Lord allowed her to keep her mouth closed and to just say, well, just be patient. And they choose to just turn their back and leave it at the register and not check out. But you know what? God is working with her because she would have raised some stuff there. So I just praise God for what I'm hearing, what she's doing. And then Brother John, my Brother John is really being blessed of the Lord and growing. I'm telling you, he say he's climbing that ladder, sisters and brothers. Oh, praise God. And that's why the Bible says, don't let no man take your crown. And Brother John said, ain't no one going to take his crown because he's stepping that ladder up himself. So I praise God for that. Amen. So we're going to thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. And may you all continually to let the Lord lead and guide. Amen. So we're going to go to the next caller and open the lines. That's 423-635. Your line is open. Amen. 423-635. Your line is open. You can give us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, hold on a second. Sister caller, probably. Let me hold on. 423-635. Sister caller, your line. Her line is probably muted, and she's probably in the house somewhere. Sister Carla, it's 423-635. Your line is open. We can always
yes,
come
Sister
back
Riola.
To her.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay,
thank
there
you for
she
opening
is.
Up
Amen.
My line. Yes, I was going to see if you can get back, come back to me. My client daughter is coming home, and
Amen.
I just wanted to share the reading, but just wanted to wait till I leave to do it, if that's okay.
Okay. That's okay, sisters. Okay.
So I'll take
amen,
off
amen.
Chris again. Okay.
Okay, then. That will work. Amen. May God be with our sister and daughter. Okay, we're going to open the next line. We have Brother Eli. We're going to open the line for 857-505. Your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Hello, beloved. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I like to thank God, Sister Miola. I like to thank God because God is good. God is merciful. He's worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Sister Miola, I would like to thank Sister Powell for praying for me in a conference call. I would like to thank Sister Powell for praying for me, and thank you for her ministry. Sister Powell on the prayer line, the mother of the ministry. I would like to thank her for praying for me, Sister Miola, because that really touched my heart, Sister Miola. I'm really blessed. And Sister Miola, I would like to thank the sister too from Pennsylvania for lifting me up in prayer too. I would like to thank Sister Dorothy's daughter for praying for me, her the one that sing on the prayer line always. I would like to thank her for praying for me, Sister Tamiko. I would like to thank Sister Tamiko for praying for me, Sister Miola, because Sister Miola, if I wasn't here today, Sister Miola, God is good, Sister Miola. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. I would like to thank Sister Tamiko for praying for me, Sister Miola. I want to say hallelujah. Hallelujah, I want to say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sister Miola, I'd like to have a prayer request, my dear Sister Miola. My prayer request is to pray for me, lift me up in prayer, pray for my mom, lift my mom in prayer, Sister Miola. My mom needs a lot of prayer too, so lift me up in prayer, my mother. And please, Sister Miola, tell Sister Power to lift up my mom in prayer. Continue to lift up my mom in prayer, and tell Sister Power to continue to lift up our dear brother. And Sister Miola, please lift up Brother Javel in prayer too. Lift him up in prayer. Pray for Brother Javel. Pray for his grandma too, Sister Miola. Pray for his grandma, Brother Javel. Pray for Brother Javel, Sister Miola. You know how you spell his name, Sister Miola. It's J-A-V-E-L. Lift up Brother Javel in prayer. Pray for his grandmother. Pray for his brothers and sisters. Pray for his aunt. Pray for an individual in prayer. And Sister Miola, I don't know, can Sister Carla, before she share her testimony, I don't know, can she do a special prayer for Brother Javel? I don't know, can she do a special prayer for me, because Sister Miola, I was in the hospital on Friday. So Sister Miola, I would like to thank Sister Carla for praying for me on Friday. And Sister Miola, I would like to thank Sister Tamiko to pray for me on Friday. I am so blessed, Sister Miola. I am so blessed. Mm-hmm. I want to say hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah, Sister okay. Miola. Oh my God, Sister Miola. Sister Tamiko will cry out to the Lord. I cry out okay. to the Lord too, Sister Miola, because God is good. God okay. is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Okay,
so
I'll offer a prayer for you, okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll offer a prayer
hallelujah.
For you. Amen. Let me just offer a short prayer for Brother Eli. I'm going to offer a short prayer. Everyone, please be in prayer for Brother Eli. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we come to you, Lord, to lift up your Son in prayer. Father, he asking for prayers for himself, his mother, and Jahari, and all other requests he make, Father. As we lift him up to you, Father, you see his heart. And now, Father, we just ask that you touch him and help him, Father, to know that you are there. And when he calls, Father, you say you are there. So, Lord, let him know he can trust you and he can count on you, Father, for everything. Because you always said that you are always present with us and you be with us. So, Lord, have mercy upon Brother Eli. Take care of him, Lord, in his cold that he has. Continue to let him use some remedies, Lord, to help that cold that he has and to get him back to health, Father, that this thing don't linger and cause any other problems. We thank you, Father, for taking care of all of us and helping us in praying for one another. Thank you, Lord. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. As you continue to listen, brothers and sisters, we ask that you press 1. We see others on. You can press 1, and you can share. While the time is here, we have Brother Akeem will be on. Brothers and sisters, I think he's going to be on at about 7:30 because normally he has a ministry that he do, so he may be on a little later. So I'm going to open the next line, 4423635. Your line is open, and you can, just a second. Amen. Your line is open.
Amen. Thank you again, Sister Leola, for opening my line. I'm still here, but I'm going to share my reading. I'm just thanking the Lord for his mercy, his love, his protection. I'm thanking him for provision, even through the ups and downs. He said he'll never leave us or forsake us. And I wanted to sing one verse of this song. It says, God will take care of you. And we all need to keep that promise. And, you know, when we're distressed, we're in anger, we're going through whatever difficulty, find a song, read a verse, and commit and pray and talk to God as a friend. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. And I just wanted to read this from Gospel Worker 100, paragraph 100, it says, in the great conflict between us, we need more. We would keep true to Christ much, penetrated deeper than the opposition and doctrine of men. My message to minister young people and old is this: guard jealousy, your hours of prayer, Bible study, and self-examination. Set aside a portion of each day for a study of the scripture and commune with God. Thus you will obtain spiritual strength and will grow in favor with God. He alone can give you noble aspiration. He alone can fashion the character after the divine similitude. Draw near to him in earnest prayer, and he will fill your heart with high and holy purpose, and will with deep earnest longing for purity and cleansiness of thought. So we see they're studying the scriptures, setting time aside, praying, you know, communing with God. We will gain our spiritual strength, which we need to make it through these last days, because we see things are getting worse and things are, you know, every minute there's something going on. And, you know, if we're stressed or if we're going through anxiety, whatever, depression, that stuff will lower our immune system. So we have to trust in God, knowing that he will provide, he will take care of us and cling to his promises. So thank you again for opening up my line, Sister Leola. God bless. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for singing that song, God Will Take Care of You. I know Brother Eli is still here, and Brother Eli, praise God that Sister Carla brought that out. God will take care of you, my brother. So just be with, just keep that and trust him that he will do that. God will take care of you, Brother Rick. And God will take care of you, Sister Brenda, Sister Powell, and Sister Tamika. God will take care of all of us if we just keep our trust in him. Amen. And we ask our brothers and sisters, first of all, I want to thank Sister Carla for giving that to us. And now we're going to ask if there's anyone else that would like to share. Sister Powell, I see you on, but you have not shared. If you would like to share, you can press 1. I don't know if you're ready or not, but you can press 1. But, well, sisters and brothers, we have a little time. Everybody just about shared. I want to sing this song. I asked Sister Carla to download it, but we're going to have to get it later. And I'm just going to pretty much put a song here that I like to share with my brothers and sisters. Yes, I have it. Okay. You know, when we have the song, What a Friend, I love that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. I love those songs, many songs, but I can't sing. I can't start some off, but I love to try to sing this, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, you know. And that's truly the friend. That's a friend that will stick closer than a brother. He is the true friend. So we're going to attempt to sing that, and I'm getting it. And let me see. I have not seen no one else press 1, but I will attempt to sing that one. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Okay, my brothers and sisters, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find no friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus, know our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with the load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friend despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arm he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a friend we have in Jesus. And I tell you, this friend we never have so close like Jesus, because one thing about him, everything that you say you want nobody to know, take it to Jesus. Nobody will know. So, you know, because sometimes we just have this heavy heart, and then some things just must flow out, because these things, we can't hold it, because we are flesh, sisters and brothers. We are people. So God, the God of this, our Savior, you know, you can take it to him, and he won't tell nobody. So I just thank God for his blessing. So if there's anyone else would like to share, press 1 and your line could be open. So let's take it, and then we're going to take it to Jesus in prayer after that, because, you know, brothers and sisters, we hear so many things happening. And you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and the next thing you know, something done happened. My friend that I walk with every day, she was in a car accident. She was sitting at the red light, waiting for the red light to change. And what happened? A car hit her from behind. And now she don't have a car, and she is hurt. So that can happen to anyone. And now we also, like Sabbath evening, we heard that they had two more shooting in Philadelphia, and one shooting in Arizona. There's three people dead and one, I think three people each in each city. Brothers and sisters, there is a shooting every time we look up in different cities. What are these copycats are doing? We never know where it's going to happen next. Just be careful where you your surroundings. Be careful and be prayerful. And most of all, try not to be in so many around crowds. So I just thank God. So sisters and brothers, I'm waiting on you to press 1 and that you can share. And once we finish pressing 1, there's no one else. And there may be someone that need to request a prayer for loved ones. You know, sisters and brothers, prayers is needed now, because nobody knows what's going to happen in the next moment. And by God's grace, that we all is prayed up or asking God to accept us and forgive us for our sins. Because you know what the Bible says? Not one moment is promised to us. Because if we die, if we just happen to get caught up in a killing and we die there, then, you know, you're going to die in your sins if you have not repented. I'm speaking to Sister Leola, myself, strictly. But that's what happened. We have to be ready. And that's why Christ said we must be ready at all times. And that's what he mean by being ready. Have your clothes, have your lawn spotted, have your life spotted with no spots, and that you are right with Christ. Amen? So if we don't have any more, we don't have no one else that press 1, but we're going to go into prayer by God's grace, and we're going to ask Sister Brenda, and, you know, Sister Brenda to pray. We got a few minutes. We don't have to pray long. Each we're going to take times to pray. And ain't nobody is perfect. You know what? The Bible says that when your prayers, when you bring your prayers to Christ, he's the intercessor. He's our advocate. We go before him in the name, go before God in the name of Jesus. Guess what? Christ take that prayer, and he bring it to the Father the way it should be prayed. So don't be ashamed to pray, because your prayer and every other prayer, God accepts. So let us open the line. We're going to let Sister Brenda pray, and we're going to ask some others to pray. If there's anybody else that line that didn't press 1 that want to say a short prayer, you can pray also, because we got a few minutes. We got 15 minutes. 15, maybe Brother Brother Akeem won't come on until 20 after, but when I see his line, I will let everyone know. But you know what? We need to pray tonight, because I'm going to ask for prayers. Lift up Brother Udy and his family. Amen. Brother Udy and his family. And lift up the prayer line. We're gonna give just a person just a little prayer. I don't want to give one person to pray for everyone. Amen. So Sister Brenda, you can lift up Brother Udy and his family. Amen. Sister Brenda, your line is open. Are you there?
Okay.
Are you able to pray?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you can lift up Brother Udy in prayer. Amen. You can go ahead.
Okay. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Father God, we come before you on Advent Life prayer line, thanking you for what you have done for us and what you're going to do for us. Lord, we come asking you to look down on us, Advent Life, and asking you to touch each and every one of us, Lord. Put your hands around us, Lord, and cleanse us. Lord, cleanse us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Lord, if anything in us look like sin, we ask that you cast it to the bottom of the pit. Father God, we just ask that you strengthen us. Lord, give us the strength that we can carry on from day to day. Lord, we ask you to give us a double portion of your blessing so we can help one another to carry the message and help each other to grow in your word. Father, we ask that you give each one to go down. Father, we ask that you go down to the nursing home, go to the jail house, go to the hospital. Lord, go to each and every one home, Lord. Go to wherever they sick, Lord. The bereaved family, Lord. Wherever each and every one may be that need touching, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Put your arms around them, Lord. You know what they need, and you know what they need. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to touch each and every one on this prayer line. Father, touch our mission members. Bring them back to this prayer line. Father God, we ask that you touch Brother Judy and his family, Lord. Put your arms around them, Lord. Give them some healing. Touch them, Lord. If anything they need, you know what they need, Lord. We ask you in the name of Jesus. Father, touch them like you never touched them before, Lord. Lord, I look down on them. You know what they need. Father, help them from the bottom of their toe to the top of their head, Lord. Bless his family, Lord. Give them anointing, Lord. You know how to bless them. Father God, we ask that you look down on all the family and see if anything wrong. We ask that you speak to Lord. Father, I just thank you for us today coming on the prayer line, being able to pray. Father, we just need a double portion of your blessing so that we can continue carrying on through the week. Father, we just thank you that we're able to meet with you. We ask that you bless the entire prayer line, Lord. We ask that you look down on each and every one, Lord, and anybody aching and hurting and feeling bad, Lord, we ask that you look down on them and bless them, Lord. Take the pain away, Lord. Just help them. Father, we just want to thank you for just giving your only begotten Son so that we may have the rights to the tree of life. Father, thank you. We just want to thank you for everything you have done for us, even giving your only begotten Son. Father, I just want to thank you for your love, because you loved us first, and we love you. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, Sister Brenda, for lifting us up in prayer and in the whole prayer line. We ask in that that you and Brother John be in a good state of health and wellness also. So thank you for praying for each and every one. Amen. And we will open the line up also for Brother Rick. We're going to open the line for Brother Rick, and Brother Rick going to give us a prayer also, because our speaker's not on yet. So, Brother Rick, are you just listening, or are you just, you can give a short prayer?
No, I am very able to, Sister. I would love to pray. Yes.
Okay. Okay. If you can lift up Sister Brenda and Brother Eli in prayer, you can lift up those two in prayer.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord God, we come before you again, Lord. And Father, we're just in awe of you, because even though we are sinful, even though we have failed you so many times, Lord, you always, always reach out to us. Bring us back to you, Lord. Even when our hearts are towards you, Lord, sometimes even then we fail you, Lord. Forgive us, dear. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord, as we seek you with our whole heart, Lord. Father, tonight we're just grateful for all the people that are on the prayer line tonight, Lord. I just want to lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John as they are seeking to do your will, Lord, as they are seeking to tell others about you, Lord. And just thankful for Sister Brenda's story about how you helped her to keep her words to herself, Lord. And Father, you will do that for each one of us if we call on your name, Lord. We need to be kind and considerate, Lord. You said they will know you are Christians by your love, Lord. And Lord, if we are talking back to others, Lord, if we are talking unkindly to them, they will not know we are Christians. If they know that we are a Christian, Lord, they will not they will not be pointed to you, Lord. So, Lord, please tie our tongues, and may we listen.
Yes.
And be careful of what we speak, Lord. Listen twice as much as we speak. Oh, Father, I just thank you for your goodness to each one of us, Lord, as we hear the testimonies. We're strengthened by them, courage that you are working, Lord. And, Lord, we need you to continue working upon our hearts each day, each moment of each day, because we know that Jesus is coming soon. And, Lord, we want to be ready. We want to be together on that sea of glass with each other and praising our Lord and Savior together, Lord, throwing our crowns at his feet and praising him and looking and saying, wow, I didn't think that this day would ever get here, but we know that it'll get there because you have promised. Father, I just want to lift up Sister Brenda, Brother John's family. Just do pray for them, pray for their health, for their spiritual walk with you too, Lord. We know all of us have family that are not walking with you. So we just do lift them up to you, that you would convict their hearts, dear Lord. Father, Brother Eli, what a beautiful heart he has, Lord. He calls in asking for prayer for his mom and Brother Javel and Brother Javel's grandma and his brothers and sisters and all of his family, Lord. Father, we're just grateful that Brother Eli has blessed the prayer line with his faithfulness and with his prayer requests each time, and the songs that he brings and the testimonies that he brings, Lord. Please, Lord, guide him and keep him, Lord. Bless his mom, Lord. He wants to lift her up in prayer, Lord, so we lift her up to you at this moment, asking that you would guide her, Lord, that you would keep her, that you would, whatever there is, she is, that whatever it is that she needs, Lord, that you would give that to her, Lord, and that you would continue to hold her in the palm of your hand, dear Lord, as well as Brother Eli, as he is out there witnessing and doing your work, Lord. Come, Lord, send your angels to be a hedge around him, to protect him, Lord. Father, each one of us, we need your Holy Spirit. So bless us now with a double portion of your Spirit, Lord. I want to lift up my Brother Yudi, Lord, I haven't been able to talk to him in a while, Lord. Please watch over him, his family, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit to guide him, to keep him, dear Lord, in his ministry there at the Tree of Life, dear Lord. We just do just ask that you would be close to he and his wife and his children, Lord. Guide them, keep them, Lord. Father, I just want to lift up my daughter Ashley to you and my whole family, but especially Ashley, Lord. She is in a bad place right now, Lord, so you know where she's at. You know what is on her heart. You know what will change her heart, Lord. So please work in her behalf, Lord. I don't believe she's praying for herself, Lord. So each prayer that each person sends up is permission for you to work in her life because she isn't even asking herself, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just do lift her up. And I want to pray for Sister Leola's son, Jarvis, too, Lord. He has been in a bad place for a long time, Lord. Oh, Father, we just do pray that you would come down close to him, Lord. Reach his mind, Lord. He would be a great worker for you, Lord, if he would just turn his life over to you, Lord. And Father, touch him, protect him, Lord, until he can get to the point where he can give his heart to you, dear Lord. Father, bless each one of us. We thank you. We pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus, who saves us from our sins and gives us a chance to live life everlasting. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you once again, Brother Rick, for prayers again. Oh, sisters and brothers, do we need to pray? So I will lift up Brother Rick and Sister Katie, and I'm going to ask Sister Powell to lift up Sister Tamika and Sister Carla. And we're going to get, I'm going to do short prayer, but I'm going to lift up Sister Katie and Brother Rick. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, as we linger longer, Lord, Father, we call upon the most holy and righteous God, the only Father, the only true living God we know. So, Father, we ask him that you enter in this ministry, in this fellowship. Father, send your Holy Spirit up with us, Lord, that we may receive a blessing from you, Lord, to keep us in every direction, Father, from any hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. Lord, in this world, it is coming, Lord. Things are changing rapidly. The days are coming as fast as they can come, Father. The months, it seem like a week, and the days, it just seem like hours. Lord, the time is winding down. So, Heavenly Father, as I lift up Sister Ashley, Lord, Father, Lord, Brother Rick, his wife, Lord, Father, his family, Lord, Father, as I'm lifting them up to you, Father, you know all about him, as Brother Rick said, Lord. Father, we lift up his wife, Father, to you. Lord, Father, may she humble her heart and to know you, Lord, and to understand you, because, God, you say you are love, and the love you have is so bountiful, Lord, plenty. So, Lord, allow her to understand, Lord, Father. Sometimes people don't understand. So, Father, work with her, Lord, asking you to plead with her, Father, to linger with her, tarry with her, Father, that she may know you and then come on your side. And now, Father, I'm praying for Brother Rick, Lord, Father, such a humble-hearted, loving, godly, he loved you, Father, so, and I know how he feels, and as we talk, me and the group, Lord, talk today, so, Lord, I'm lifting him up to you, Father, to don't allow his heart to be heavy, but allow him to trust and to look up to Jesus, Lord, and that he's carrying so much burdens upon his heart. His daughter, his wife, his grandchildren, all these burdens, Lord, Father, I'm asking you to give Brother Rick strength, Lord, that he can carry on, Lord, because he knows that Jesus is his Savior and that Jesus got him. And the Lord said, I will carry you. So you just lay your burdens on me and he will carry you through. So, Father, thank you for allowing Brother Rick to know this. And, Lord, I know he know it, and I know he trusts you. So please continue to be with him. And now, Father, Lord, as he has prayed for my son, Lord, I lift this daughter up to you, Lord. You know what they've both been going through, Father. Now, Lord, if it be your will, but actually, Lord, Father, it's you will bring her out, Lord. We got to let them be because God said they are his, and he has the work to do in them. So, Father, work your work in them and complete it, Lord. And, Lord, they can turn out to be the most powerful workers for you than any of us. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for, and just as you told the others and the disciples, that this work I must do. So, Father, we leave that in your hands, and thank you. And now, Lord, I lift up Sister Katie, Father, to you, Father. I'm lifting up to you, Lord, because, Lord, she has a work that she does for you, and, Lord, she even strives to work in her garden and to do the things she needs to do. Lord, although she has pain and sickness, but, Lord, she tried to work and do her best. So, Father, we're asking you to strengthen her, to carry her through this, Father, because we know we ain't able to do nothing of ourselves, but bless her and keep her, Father, that she will know that the Lord is on her side. So thank you once again, Father, and bless her children, Lord, Father. Keep her son, Lord. Lord, he works on his job, have to take care of his twin children. Father, I'm asking you to strengthen him. Let him keep his eyes on Jesus, Lord, because we can't keep our eyes on man, the girlfriend, the nothing, but on Jesus Christ, because we saw what happened to Peter. Peter began to sink, and what name did he call? He said, Jesus, help me. Jesus said, and rushed out and pulled him up. So, Father, even in this world, Lord, I'm asking you to just be with your people. Strengthen them, Lord, and may they look up to you and hold on to your unchanging hand. So thank you, Father, as we lift these prayers up. And I'm in agreement with all prayers has been prayed thus far. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. We're going to open the line for Sister Power now, and Sister Power is going to offer a prayer. Sister Power didn't press one, but let's see if she's there. Amen. So, 5-1.
All right. All right. I'm going to pray. I pressed one quite a long time ago and was waiting, and I didn't get any call.
Oh, my right. Sister, your hand never showed up.
I am going to pray.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Father,
Sister Carla, Sister Tamika, and those are your, and,
Yes. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, we come to you once more. You tell us we do not know what to pray for, Lord, but we are coming to you today, dear Lord, for your guidance. We ask you, Lord, for your protection. And dear Lord, you have listened to all these prayer requests that reach up to you, dear Lord, and there are some other names that did not mention. We lift up Sister Carla and her family. You know everything about them, dear Lord. Let your will be done. We lift up Sister Tamiko and her family members. You know every name and desire of their heart and what they need, dear Father, because you are the King of Kings, so you know what you can do, and let your will be done. We lift up Sister Stephanie to you this moment. We ask you for strength for her at this time and family members. We lift up Brother O'Neill to you, dear Lord. You know everything about Brother O'Neill, so we present him to you as a young man, willing and determined to follow you and to do your will. So we lift them up, lift him up to you. And now, dear Lord, we present, dear Lord, all the unspoken requests on this line, dear Lord, those who on the internet, Lord, who are viewing, listening, we ask you to cover them under your blood. Now we lift up the speaker to you, Lord Jesus, Brother Akeem James. Allow the message that will be coming from you, Lord, the fresh bread from heaven will be words to encourage, to strengthen, to help us that we will have a better relationship with you, dear Lord. Father, you know burdens on our heart, even my heart, Lord, burdens. But you told me that burdens are lifted up Calvary. Bless us and keep us, Lord, while we focus upon you. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. Bless us, Lord. Again, we pray in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. Our brother is not on just yet. And so I thank you, Sister Powell, for praying for all the others. But I was going to open up Sister Tamika, and she was going to give a short prayer for you, Sister Powell. She's going to pray for you and Sister Stephanie, but you have already. But we're just going to let her offer a prayer because he's not here yet. And Sister Tamika, I was just going to give you a chance to offer a prayer and pray for our mother, Sister Powell. And
amen.
Amen. You can pray for Sister Powell.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening my line. Sister Leola, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we thank you for this precious day of life. We thank you so much that you love us all with an everlasting love. We thank you that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we lift up this entire prayer line tonight, all of our precious brothers and sisters, and we are saying a special prayer for Sister Powell. We love her, dear Lord. She's our mom. She's our grandma. She's our aunt. She's our niece. She's our cousin. She's everything to us. We love her very much, Father God. And we are lifting up before your precious throne of grace, Sister Powell. We ask that you continue to bless her, guide and keep and protect her. Give her a double portion of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you open up the windows of heaven for Sister Powell, dear Lord, and pour out your blessings upon her, dear Lord. Bless her more abundantly, more than she can ever ask or dream, Father God. We ask that you bless her children. Bless all of her siblings. Draw them nearer to you in these last days, Lord. We ask that you bless all of her children, bless her grandchildren, bless her great-grandchildren, Lord. We ask that you bless all of her precious jewels in Jamaica, dear Lord. We ask that you make a way where there seems to be no way, Father God, that you will be able to bring those barrels to all of her precious jewels in Jamaica. Help them, Father God. We know, dear Lord, her heart's desire to make sure that all of her barrels that she has packed with her love and compassion in her heart, that every gift that they will be receiving is from you, Lord. So continue to bless Sister Powell for all that she is doing, dear Lord. May she be an example to us that we can go out and help people that are in need of help. We can feed our neighbors. We can pray for them. Dear Lord, she told me so many times her neighbors don't want to leave her door unless they knock on her door for prayer. So we are so grateful to have Sister Powell in our lives. She has taught me so much, and she is still teaching me, and I'm learning the Bible, and I'm so grateful. She is praying for me, always praying for each and every person on the prayer line. Whether I give her the names or not, Lord Jesus, she remembers the names, dear Lord. So we thank you for her praying for us faithfully. She is a faithful and devoted sister of yours, dear Lord. She is your precious daughter. So we are lifting her up, dear Lord, that if she has any illnesses in her body, heal them, Father God. You are the great physician. You can heal her, Father God. Strengthen her. Be with her. Bless, guide, and keep her. Be her rock and her fortress and her strong tower. Be her hiding place, dear Lord. We thank you so much for Sister Powell and all that she is doing, Father God. Continue to be with her, dear Lord. Cover her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. May you hide her in the ark of safety. May you hide her under the safety of your wings, Lord Jesus. And we will be sure to give you all praise and honor and glory because you are so worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, and we trust in you. And we ask that you forgive us of all our sins and shortcomings, creating us a clean heart and renew within us the right spirit. We thank you, Father God, for everything, and we thank you for this precious prayer line, Lord. And we trust and believe in all your words. We trust in your promises. We claim them and receive them right now. We leave now in your precious care and keeping. In the precious and matchless and mighty name of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with praise and thanksgiving on our lips. And we say amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father, for all prayers. Amen. Now, our brother is on the prayer line. And Brother Akeem is, we all have lift you up in prayer. And we will open your line. That's 301. Your line is open. 301-604, your line is open.
All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you once again, and glad to be back on this Sunday on Advent Lights. And as we continue this evening, we'll be continuing in our study on Revelation 13. And so as we continue, I pray that we will be blessed by the word of God, and that as we study, we would have a greater understanding of what is coming, and by God's grace, how to prepare for that which is coming. And so if you would join me in prayer as we begin. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your goodness toward us, Lord. Thank you so much for your kindness. Lord, you know that without you, we can do nothing. Father, we thank you that through Christ, we can do that which you have commanded, through him working in us. And so I pray, God, that as we look at your word this evening, that you might bless our hearts and our minds and use me as a conduit to communicate your truth. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So, last time we looked at Revelation 13, verse 13, there, and he doeth great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And so this is very interesting. As we look at this, we found out that this is a symbol of Christianity, apostate in its form, apostate Christianity, and a revival taking place within apostate Christianity. We saw last time that when it says he doeth great wonders, this is the he there being Satan working through apostate Christianity. This system does great wonders, making fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And so as we saw this fire coming down from heaven on the earth, we saw that it was connected to the story of Elijah with the fire coming down from heaven and a revival taking place, and also connected to the book of Acts chapter 2 with the fire coming down from heaven and a revival taking place. In Elijah's time, when the revival happened, it was short-lived. And in the apostles' time, when the revival happened, it was the revival continued with power, and Christianity flourished throughout the then known world, not only in Judaism, not only in Samaria, but to many places in the then known world. And friends, that is what God desires for us today. But before that happens, this revival mentioned in Revelation 13:13 is a false revival. How do we know this? Because look at what happens in verse 14. By the miracles, or by the wonders and signs that take place, what happens? It says, and what does apostate Protestantism do through these miracles? Deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means, or through the avenue of those miracles, through the instrumentality of those miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. That is, in the sight of the first beast, that is the papacy. So as these miracles will one day flourish in the midst of apostate Christianity, specifically according to verse 11 in the United States, it will flourish to such a degree that it will capture the attention. It will actually not capture, but it will be done in the very sight of the papal system looking on at these miracles. saying to them that dwell on the earth. Now, as the papacy is looking on at the miracles and apostate Christendom, it says, what will apostate Christendom do? A cry will come out from Christianity within this nation, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the first beast, to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And where do we read of it getting that wound? We read of it in verse 3 of the same chapter, which state concerning the papacy receiving a deadly wound, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast, right? So that shows us the beast received a death blow. But it also reiterates the same point in verses 9 and 10. Speaking of the papacy, it says, if any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity, that's what the papacy did, during the 1,260 years, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. And that's what happened at the end of the 1,260 years. The Pope himself went into captivity, died in captivity the very next year. 1798, he was taken into captivity, died in captivity the next year. And then do you remember what happened? The civil power at that very time in 1798 was stripped from the papal system. So in that sense, the sword, he that killeth with the sword, which according to Paul in Romans chapter 13, is a symbol of the civil power, as that happened, just as the papacy during the 1260 years used its civil power, its hold over the princes and the kings of Western Europe to coerce the people into following its religious traditions, that same civil power would now turn on the papacy at the end of the 1260 years. How so? In that France, one of the most ardent supporters of the papacy would turn upon this system. And as it turned upon the system, what happened, friends? On the system, it stripped the civil power from the papacy. So France, under the leadership of Napoleon, stripped the civil power from the papal system. And so, friends, as this happened, and friends, this was not some conspiracy. It wasn't something that was made up. It wasn't like some behind-the-scenes thing. As some are, I realize, are saying that Napoleon was working behind the scenes with the Catholic Church and it was only to make it look like it received a deadly wound. No, friends, truly the papacy really lost its civil power. And so as this happened, the civil power has to be restored in order for the wound to be healed. And who's going to do that? We're finding out it's Christianity in the United States. This is why I've been saying continually, before we got to this point, I continually made sure to reiterate the point that after looking at Jesus, then looking at the lukewarm condition within the Laodicean church and how we must rectify that in coming into connection with Jesus, the next place that we must look is not the papacy. Many people are looking at the papacy, but they don't realize that the papacy only will rise to the power and more than the power that it had during the Dark Ages when Christianity in this nation gives the power back to it. And that's what we're reading of in verse 15. It said, he had power to give life unto the image of the first beast, the likeness, that is, of the first beast. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. In other words, man, when made, was supposed to in some way or in different aspects resemble God. So for the Christians or evangelical Christianity or apostate Christianity within the United States to make an image to the papacy, that is the first beast, and the only way that that can happen is that it sets up a system that is like the first beast. The way that the first beast ruled, the United States will then begin to rule. Christianity within the United States will then begin to rule in that way or seek to have influence in that way. How did the papacy gain influence, friends, during the Dark Ages? Not just by the religious teachings that it had, but it gained powerful influence as it worked through the kings, the civil powers of Western Europe, to enact and enforce
its religious dogmas. So that means there is coming a day within the United States, if it is to make a like means, the Bible is showing us that there is one day in the United States where the church within the U.S., Christianity within the U.S., apostate in its practice, will one day unite and work through the state, as the papacy did during the 1260 years, to advance, enact, and enforce its religious beliefs. Friends, that's what we need to look out for. Many people are looking in so many different places. They're even looking more at the papacy, not realizing that the papacy will only reach the height that it once had and more when this particular thing happens in verse 15. So Christianity within the United States will begin to work through the civil power. Now, when this happens, it says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that's Christianity in the U.S., that the image of the beast, this union of church and state, the church working through the state, should both speak. And how does a nation speak? How will Christianity speak? It will speak through the laws of the nation. This is how a nation speaks, through its laws. So it will make an image for the beast, and that image, the union of church and state, should both speak, and here it is, as we've been saying, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. That's force. So that means if they reject this concept of the union of church and state, and no wonder it says the image should speak. That means when this union of church and state comes about, what will happen? Laws. The way that a nation speaks is if Christianity unites with the civil leaders of the United States, the way that it will speak is through these civil leaders by the laws that are enacted. For how does a nation speak? Through its laws. So when church and state unite, the church will begin to speak through laws that it will cause to be enacted within the nation. And those who reject that concept of the union of church and state, and friends, that is beginning, now we are beginning to see many, especially among Christian, sadly, even political leaders, Christian people who are running even for office, the words coming out of their mouths, that we are the church and we run the state. It's not only that, there are people who are beginning to say, even within Christendom itself, who are seeking to influence the nation to walk in the way of the Bible. They are saying that this concept of the separation of church and state is a lie. That should not happen. And it should not. People should not see that things should work that way. Church and state should not be separate. And there's coming a time where that idea will become so entrenched within the nation as a result of the influence of apostate Christianity that those who reject that concept will pay with their lives. They will pay for it with their lives. That's what the end of verse 15 is telling us. As it says here, cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Then notice what it says, continuing. It says, and he, continuing now still with evangelical Christianity, apostate Christianity within the nation, it says, and he causes all, and now friends, this word causes is an aspect of force. We saw that in the previous verse. It says, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. So that means this thing is going to come one day to everyone. It's going to come to everyone. The test will come to everyone. It may start here. It will start here in the United States, but it will spread beyond the territory of the United States, and it will begin to impact the rest of the world. That whoever does not receive this mark should, what will happen to them? It says here, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So this is a powerful thing we're looking at here. The way that the papal system's structure rises to dominance again It's because of what the United States does, what happens here. And so as we're reading this, we're finding out that, wow, God is showing us how the papacy will one day rise to the forefront. It will rise because when the United Christianity in the United States pushes this aspect and finally establishes this concept of the union of church and state, this concept will then spread all over the world. And how do we know this? Take your fingers with me in your Bibles and flip to Revelation chapter 17 and verse 1. This is how we know this thing is going to get to a worldwide proportion. Once the United States does this, it will set the stage able to do its final work. Revelation chapter 17. This is what we read here. It says, and there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven last plagues, or one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, that's one of the angels who had the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying unto me, come here, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore, who sits upon many waters. Now, Revelation 17, same chapter, verse 15, tells us what the waters represent. The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Now, skip back up with me to verse 2. Now, look at what this woman does. Look at what this woman does. And this is what gives her power, the United States leading the way. It says, this woman, the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon the peoples of the earth. Now, how is she able, whoever this whore is, to sit upon the peoples of the earth? To sit upon peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Remember, a woman in Bible prophecy, according to Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 2, according to Isaiah 51 verse 16, and according to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 32, a woman in Bible prophecy represents a church. But in this case, notice what this woman is called. We know it's a woman because the name or the title given to her is the Great Whore. So we know it's a woman. But we also know by that same title that this woman is unfaithful, right? So by the same whore that by the same title that helps us to identify the power mentioned in verse 1 as a woman, by that same title we recognize that woman is unfaithful because she is called the Great Whore. So it says, I will show you unto thee the judgment of the Great Whore that sits upon many waters. That means sits upon many peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. But notice what it says. How is she able to sit almost enthroned upon the masses? Verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth, that is the civil leaders of the earth, have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine. Because she has united with the kings of the earth. Who do these kings rule over? They rule over the waters. They rule over the peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So the reason that this great whore is able to sit enthroned on the waters is because she has united with them that rule over the waters. And that is the civil leaders of these peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So the great whore, this apostate church, whoever this unfaithful church is able to have power over the masses because she has united with the rulers that rule over those masses of people. That is what verse 2 is showing us. Hence, she was able to make the inhabitants of the earth, that's the waters, by the way, in verse 1, she is able to make them drunk because she is working through the civil leaders to rule over them. And we saw the power in Revelation 13. How is this going to start? How is this going to get to that point? To start off with the civil powers in one nation. And we just read about that nation in Revelation 13. Revelation 13 shows us the first major nation that will lead the way in giving the papacy back more than the power that it had during the Dark Ages. It is as the church in the United States unites with the civil powers that are here. It is then that civil power here in this nation would then be given over to the papacy. And once that begins here, then the rest of the civil powers or the kings of the earth will render its power to the papacy once again. And so this is why, as we hear today, yes, it is true. We must pay attention to the aspect or the reality that many see the papacy and the Pope especially as a moral leader, as the moral leader of the world. This plays a part in the future events. But the way that it will finally be established is that it's not just going to come out of nowhere where the papacy just gets to rule over the whole world one day. Friends, the way that the papacy gets to the place where it can unite with all the kings of the earth is because there's a civil power that first began that process. And that is, as apostate Protestantism unites with the civil leaders here, the civil power, through the push of apostate Christianity, will then be laid in the hands of the great whore. And as that happens, you probably heard the statement before, as the United States sneezes, the whole world catches a cold. In other words, the work that the United States will do, Christianity in the United States will do in rendering, taking the power of the civil authorities and laying it in the hands of the papacy, once that is done, it will set the stage, set in operation such a mighty influence that the rest of the civil leaders of the world will give the civil power of their nations also into the hands of the papacy, or the great whore of Revelation 17. And how do we know that that's the papacy? You keep reading, it says in verse 3, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead," this great whore's forehead, "was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great." Here's how, again, how we know it's a woman. "The mother." But notice, she's not just a woman or a church, apostate in nature, but she has daughters. It says the mother of harlots, which means other unfaithful churches. So the mother over these churches and abominations of the earth. So she is the mother church out of the other churches. And friends, it's interesting because this is the very same title that papacy takes for itself, the mother church. And so as, starting with Christianity here in the nation, as well as Christianity in different parts of the earth, begin to come back to the papal system, friends, then the civil powers of these nations where apostate Christianity exists will work with the civil government to render its power once again unto the papacy. But where does it start? Revelation 13 tells us where it starts. It starts here. That mighty influence set in operation to give all of the civil power of earth into the hands of the papacy starts with the agenda of Christianity in this country. So this is what the Bible is revealing to us. It is revealing that this is the scenario of the last day events. I pray that this makes sense, friends. It has to start with one before it escalates to all nations giving its power under the papal system. And once that happens, it will set the stage for, friends, not only church and state uniting, but laws coming out of that union. Once that happens, one of the primary laws that will come is the National Sunday Law. Now, when this happens, we are told we must do a few things. It is our duty, and this is found in Review and Herald Extra, December 11th. As we look back at our history, we will see our duty at that time. The Review and Herald Extra, December 11th, 1888. So as this, the reason 1888 is because this, friends, this was on the verge of happening in the days of our pioneers. It did not happen because the righteousness by faith experience was not received. But had it been received, friends, we may not have been here. But what are we to do? In looking at the past history, we learn what we must do in the future. It says, the Review and Herald, Extra, December 11, 1888. It is our duty to do all in our power to avert the threatened danger. As she saw the Sunday law on the cusp of being passed, she didn't say, hey, well, it's coming. It was going to come anyway. No, she said, it is our duty to do all in our power to avert the threatened danger. A vast responsibility is devolving upon men and women of prayer throughout the land to petition that God may sweep back this cloud of evil and give a few more years of grace to work for the Master. Those who are now keeping the commandments of God need to bestir themselves that they may obtain the special help which God alone can give them. They should work more earnestly to delay as long as possible the threatened calamity. Do you see that? So it's not just to say, oh, yeah, it's coming, that's great. No, it's to push it back. Continuing, it says, let not the commandment-keeping people of God be silent at this time, as though we gracefully accepted the situation. That's the SDA Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 975. We are not doing the will of God if we sit in quietude, doing nothing to preserve liberty of conscience. Fervent, effectual prayer should be ascending to heaven, that this calamity may be deferred until we can accomplish the work which has so long been neglected. Let there be most earnest prayer, and then let us work in harmony with our prayers. There are many who are at ease, who are, as it were, asleep. They say, if prophecy has foretold the enforcement of Sunday observance, the law will surely be enacted. And having come to this conclusion, they sit down in a calm expectation of the event, comforting themselves with the thought that God will protect his people in the day of trouble, but God will not save us if we make no effort to work to the work he has committed to our charge. As faithful watchmen, you should see the sword coming and give the warning, that men and women may not pursue a course through ignorance that they would avoid if they knew the truth. The Review and Herald, Extra, December 24, 1889. We cannot labor to please men who will use their influence to repress, here it is, religious liberty, and to set in operation oppressive measures to lead or compel their fellow men to keep Sunday as the Sabbath. The first day of the week is not a day to be reverenced. It is a spurious Sabbath, and the members of the Lord's family cannot participate with men who exalt this day and violate the law of God by trampling upon his Sabbath. The people of God are not to vote to place such men in office. For when they do this, they are partakers with them of the sins which they commit while in office. Fundamentals of Christian Education, 475. And notice the context of this. It's very interesting. Notice the context of this. As I mentioned one time before, the context is the union of church and state to pass a Sunday law. This was the religious liberty issue, the liberty of conscience issue that Ellen White said push back on. There were two major issues that she did this with. One was this issue concerning the Sunday Sabbath, and then the issue of the Fugitive Slave Act in calling Seventh-day Adventists all over the United States to not return any slave that has escaped to that slave's master. Told the Seventh-day Adventist Church, do not do it. Do not given to that law. For why? All men are truly created equal, and in light of that, deserve freedom. And so as a result of this, friends, we're seeing the issues that we should fight today. We should be looking out as it concerns the religious liberty issue, as it concerns situations where there is a push to pass the National Sunday Law. And we should also be standing for laws to protect our fellow man in situations of injustice racially. We should be standing, because this is what our pioneers did. They didn't sit in quietude as men were being oppressed and treated wrongly. They didn't sit in quietude as people were sitting, as people were on the verge of giving into a deception concerning the Sunday Sabbath. And so it shows us this is the purpose. This is how we should operate in that time, in the future when it happens again.
Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 712. It says, when our nation shall so abjure the principles of its government as to enact a Sunday law, Protestantism in this act will join hands with popery. So do you see how Protestantism in the United States joins hands with popery? It is by the agenda to enact a Sunday law. Now notice how she says, when our nation, that's the United States, shall so abjure the principles of its government as to enact a Sunday law. Look at what she says. She doesn't then say the United States. She says of the power behind the United States pushing this. Protestantism will in this act join hands with popery. But hey, I thought it was the United States passing this law. Friends, that's why we're seeing now in Revelation 13, verses 11 onward, that it is the United States who enacts the law, but it is because of the push and power of Protestantism that this law will be passed. It is that Protestantism, there will come a day when Christians will so have an influence over government that they will get a Sunday law enacted. And when this takes place, that's how Protestantism will in this act join hands with popery. Protestants will throw their whole influence and strength on the side of the papacy. By a national act enforcing the false Sabbath, they will give life and vigor to the corrupt faith of Rome, that's the image of the beast, reviving her tyranny and oppression of conscience. Maranatha 179. Sooner or later, Sunday laws will be passed. Soon, the Sunday laws will be enforced, and men in positions of trust will be embittered against the little handful of God's commandment-keeping people. It's very interesting. Then she says, and I'll read three more statements for you guys as we prepare to close. The prophecy of Revelation 13 declares that the power represented by the beast with lamb-like horns will cause the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the papacy. They are symbolized by the beast like unto a leopard. This prophecy will be fulfilled when the United States shall enforce Sunday observance, which Rome claims as the special acknowledgement of her supremacy. Political corruption is destroying love of justice and regard for truth. And even in quote-unquote free America, rulers and legislators, in order to secure public favor, so you see what will happen here? Will yield to popular demand for a law enforcing Sunday observance. So do you see the dynamics of how this will happen? It is a leader who wants to, a person who has influence, wants to get into power. Leaders, and not just one person, but leaders, people, rulers, legislators, who want to secure, they want to get into public favor. And in order to do this, there'll be a movement of Christianity that supports these leaders. They realize they can get the support of these Christians. But here's the double-edged sword. Here's the two sides of the coin. While they get the favor at the same time, they will request that something be done in favor to them. And that will be what? To control the state to such a degree, to have so much influence, as we read in the previous statements, to such a degree that those same rulers seeking public favor, those same legislators who want public favor, they would seek to sustain it by passing a national Sunday law. Now, as it was in the days of Ellen White, so shall it be in the very end. In the very end, I want to read this statement to you guys. This is probably gonna really rock some of us to the core. And friends, I pray you don't get angry, but I want to read this to you. I really want to shake you guys up here. So this is found in manuscript 196. So you remember, one of the issues that I mentioned, and that's why I say we have to be careful to look back at our past history. It's interesting, when there were situations of pandemics and things in the past history of the church, Ellen White never spoke as powerfully on these issues as when it came to a Sunday law, or as when it came to injustice against our fellow man in racial oppression. It's very interesting. You look back at it. It's almost like while she gave certain guidelines on health
she herself did things that we would not expect in terms of how many Seventh-day Adventists are operating today in light of this pandemic. It's almost like she said she was not as vocal on that issue as she was on issues concerning the Sunday law, religious liberty, in regards to Sunday sacredness being enforced, and also as it concerns justice in terms of Christians respecting one another, regardless of background, regardless of ethnicity. Powerful. And friends, these things are to come again. So we just looked at the Sunday law, right? But I want to read to you a statement that might shock some of you. And we will see how this will play out in the very end. I told some of my friends this, and they got very frustrated. But I want to read this to you. This is written in Manuscript 196, 1907, all right? And this is in paragraph 19. The statement states, there will, so remember one statement we talked about, Sunday law, religious liberty in regards to a Sunday law. But you remember the other thing she called the church to fight against, Fugitive Slave Act. Now, you remember, this is the statement I'm reading is 1907. So this is after the Emancipation Proclamation. This is after, a long time after, okay? So now we're going to read the statement. It says, there will be slavery, just as verily as it has been passed, only upon a basis that is more favorable and secure to the white people. Friends, go back and check that out. That was stated April 29th, 1907. So the idea is that there will be a return. So it's not just the aspect of the fact that there will be slavery in the sense that many will be enslaved at the end of time among God's people. And you read that, there are people, when you read Revelation chapter 13, there's people in Revelation chapter 13 free and bond. And friends, there will be many of God's people that will be imprisoned. We are told in Great Controversy they will be treated as slaves. But it's not just as it concerns being among the remnant that that will happen. There will be an aspect of racial injustice that will take place as time goes along. Hence, it says there will be slavery just as verily as it has been. But hey, that could be any type of slavery. There's many people who say, well, this applies to sex trafficking. And it can. People taking and doing horrific acts with children, taking them and selling them into slavery. And that's happening in the United States and abroad. But friends, notice the latter part of the statement begins to focus in a little more on what kind of slavery is being referred to here. Only upon a basis that is more favorable and secure to the white people. This is Ellen White saying this. This is not me. I'm just reading the statement. And so what I want to show you guys is that as it was before, in the beginning of our movement, the historical aspects that were taking place, it's interesting because our church was established 1863, and that was around the same time that you remember what was happening? Civil War. And friends, inspiration tells us that there was only one reason that the Civil War transpired, one foundational reason, and that was that men wanted to sustain the diabolical, demonic establishment of slavery. It's very interesting. You can go back to the Spirit of Prophecy and read that. Our history tells us this in the testimonies, and secular history reveals this to us. And so this is why we have to be able to look out and recognize that we cannot interpret things based on the political parties that we want to go after, whether liberal or conservative. Our lens must be the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy, so that we'll have a correct understanding of what is coming. Friends, there's going to be a revival of diabolical institutions. And I pray that we will be able to stand against those things as time unravels.
With that, let's pray as we close. Father, we've gone through a good bit today, and I pray that these things made sense, Lord. Please, I pray that you'll guide us and strengthen us to do your will. We can do nothing apart from you, but we know that through you, all things are possible. I pray, O Lord, that none were offended today, but that they will take these things that were stated and go back and study and establish whether these things were so. And Father, guide us, strengthen us, and draw us ever closer to you, Lord. Help us to believe in the prophets and to believe in the modern prophet that you have given us, that we may not be led astray. I pray and I ask these things, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother King, for bringing us this message tonight. And brothers and sisters, as you have heard, we can go back and do a little checking on this ourselves. So we just want to thank Brother Akeem for the message, and may God continue to bless him and that we can hear more of it. And I you know, Brother Akeem, I'm not shocked. I'm not, I told my sister this a long time ago, and she said, I ain't going back to no slavery. You can ask her. She's on the prayer line. I just praise God for what God is showing us. And you see, sisters and brothers, it must be, we must know to be prepared for things versus saying that this is not going to happen. And then you set yourself up for a fight. And what the Bible says, that the battle is hers. He said, if we make him our refuge, you know, he will fight our battle. We can't fight our own battle because God will turn you over and let you fight your own battle. So by God's grace, we let him fight our battle because he know how to do it better than we do. And I just want to ask if there's anyone that has a question. You can take yourself off the host queue, raise your hand up to let me know that you have a question. But I believe there was only one question, Brother Akeem, that Brother Eli would like to have asked you something. So I'm just going to give him a moment. I'm going to let him ask you because he had asked me before we came on, and I just wanted to give him that opportunity to ask you a question, and then, brothers and sisters, we will close. Amen. So we're going to open the line for Brother Akeem. I know he was the one. Amen. 857-505, Brother Eli, I know you had a question for Brother Akeem, so he's your line is open.
Sure. Thank you, Sister Miola, for opening my line. Brother Akeem, can you please give me a call, my brother, and please give me a call because I was in the gonna need a lot of prayer, and please, and Sister Miola, I don't know if Brother Akeem is from Jamaica too, but please tell him to give me a call, Sister Miola, and tell him my phone number, Sister Miola. Tell him my phone number tell him that I was in the hospital on Friday. Tell him that I was in the hospital on Friday.
Amen. Amen. I'll relate that to him, Brother Eli. So, brothers and sisters, if there's any other questions that you have for Brother Akeem, you can call Sister Leola, and I can make sure Brother Akeem get the message, and he will give you the answer. So, if there's any question for him, just make sure you can call Sister Leola, or Sister Powell, or Sister Caller, and we can. Brother Akeem would answer the questions. Amen. So if you need that manuscript again, let me share that with you again. He read that from manuscript 196, 1907. Is that 1907, Brother Akeem? Brother
yes,
Akeem?
Yes, 1907. April 29, 1907.
And paragraph 19, if you want to go back and read that, brothers and sisters. And I just want to say thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming on and sharing. And I want to thank the out-of-the-country brothers and sisters for coming to listen in. And may God bless and may we love one another, as Brother Akeem said, because God is coming back for prepared people, and that we are preparing ourselves. and to support one another, to help one another, and what God see in your heart, that he will help, he will bless you. So I want to be blessed of the Lord. So brothers and sisters, let us stand united together. Amen. God bless you, and you take care, and have a blessed night, peaceful sleep. Amen. And I will play this song, Jesus Paid It All. Thank you, Brother Akeem, for coming on with us. Amen. Have a good night.
Amen. Yeah.